Now, I'd like to say something a little bit about the light in buildings. And light is important. Daylight. We haven't got no daylight in this space. You're only here for an hour, so it probably doesn't matter too much. But if when you're working in your normal job and you're living at home, lots of light. You like to see the view and also the colour. Now, this is actually reflecting some paintings by an English painter, Turner, called an Impressionist. And if you missed your eyes slightly, what Turner managed to do was to actually show the diffusion of light in the atmosphere. This is a train, one of the early rocket trains from about 1836, coming down the railway here, and the steam coming out into the atmosphere. It's also raining. And of course, all of these factors give you this kind of misty haze. How he did this, people don't know. It's what we call Impressionist painting. Impressionist painting, very common in France, Spain, Italy at this time. He was our only English painter that did this to this degree. Impressionist painting is about how you sense the things around you, you know, things which aren't objects like, you know, that's the piano, that's the table, things which were mists and hazes and so on. Now, it's very difficult to put a science reasoning behind this, but there were many attempts to do so. And you can see that in the painting schools, this is the Dutch school, Dutch painting, the window was very important, letting in the light. And the window in buildings, and we have a very large research project on this, of how we can design different envelopes of buildings which are responsive to daylight, sound, air, protecting from the sun, giving nice views and vision outside. So this part of the building has lots of different things. Connection with the outside world, your sense of time, and the light changes through the day. All of these things are important factors that affect. And in modern buildings, the window positions are actually prime positions. People say, oh, can I go and sit near the window area, not right in the centre part of the building? They want to look out and so on. So windows, very important in history. And the use of space. This is a painting by Steinweg, again from the Dutch school, and it shows the people here coming through, these people having a discussion. And this space is organised so that, you know, some dark spaces where it's very private, open daylight spaces which are very public, and so we think of space in these different ways. Private space, semi-public space, social space, and very public space. And usually the light has an important part to play, but also how you shape the spaces through there. Now, anybody from France? Yes, you know this building? Have you been there? You haven't been there, okay. Nice to have someone from France. Le Corbusier was actually a Swiss architect. He did work a lot of time in France. And he was French-speaking, of course. And he built this chapel in Ronchamp in eastern France in about 1950-ish. What do you notice about these pictures? Anything particular? Any characteristic that strikes you? Well, look at the windows. All different shapes. Narrow, horizontal, vertical, squarish, rectangular, and so on. All different shapes. So what on earth was he thinking about? Well, a church is for what? For praying, sanctity, peace. You want a nice, special, nice space in there. And the light he produced is there. This is kind of not the best picture, I'm afraid, but I think you can see, get the impression. This is really lovely. And you can see the light guided through these windows, beautifully done. This is a particular example of a very sensitive use of light. And that's done by tuning the windows. These openings here have been thought about extremely carefully. That is another example of intelligent architecture. And here's a more modern one. Anybody from Denmark? 1976, from this church, by Utzon. Utzon was the architect who designed the Sydney Opera House. And you can see that the light coming in, you can't see the window. It's let in very discreetly to give this sort of almost up in the heaven type of feeling, and this rather relaxed, quiet, spiritual environment below. So this is part of matching the requirement of a building, a church in this case, with designing that architecture to be responsive to that particular need. People in church praying and so on.